It will cost Potter fans $2 more to order their copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince from Raincoast Publishers in Canada. But Nicole Rycroft of the Canadian conservation group Markets Initiative says she hopes it will send a message to the American publisher, Scholastic, to get with the green program.
We would dearly love to see Scholastic for the next book, the seventh book in the series, as well as for our reprints, and for the other titles to actually start shifting on to ancient forest-friendly papers.
This isn't the first time forest conservationists have used Harry Potter to push publishers towards using paper that doesn't come from old-growth forest. In fact, 2 years ago, the Canadian Raincoast Company used certified paper from two Wisconsin paper mills to publish Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Wisconsin Paper Council spokesperson Pat Schellinger says demand for more recycled content and better forest management practices is having an impact on the paper industry, but he says urging boycotts is the wrong approach.
These kinds of calls to action really just distort the picture and could end up really having a negative, detrimental economic impact on the paper industry.
But environmental groups call the Potter campaign a boycott, not a boycott, because it encourages book buyers to reward companies that protect old-growth forest habitat. The first printing for the Harry Potter book in the U.S. will be about 11 million copies. The Canadian press is expected to print just under a million. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.